Notable players such as Grover Washington Jr. and Sam Noto are names that come to mind when you think of jazz in Buffalo. But what about the teachers who spurred their passion when they were students? For many young players in Buffalo, Floyd Freed was that teacher, and his influence can still be felt today. Ariana Jones is a bass player in the Buffalo School's All City Jazz Ensemble, a band Freed put together decades ago. Jones recently was awarded the Floyd Freed Scholarship.
It was very shocking because I was expecting it to go to one of them versus me. It made me very happy because I know that I'll have a bass to play in college, which I don't have now.
The scholarship started this year under the guidance of the artistic director of the Jazz Collective and leader of the Buffalo School's All-City Jazz Ensemble, Mark Filsinger, who credits Freed for being an integral part to his jazz education growing up in Buffalo.
He was so passionate, and he was just so dedicated to his students and giving them every opportunity that he possibly could give them, that I think he just earned everybody's respect. And it was, you know, he just had one of those infectious personalities where he inspired you to want to be great.
Another one of those former students is Phil Agulia, current band director at Kenmore East High School and chairman of the board for Music as Art. Entering his sophomore year in high school, he was running with the wrong crowd.
I was in a street fight, and I had my nose broken by three guys. So I had a broken nose and an eyeball out to here, and Floyd pulled me aside and he said, you know, it's time maybe you start to think about what direction you want your life to go in.
Agulia says Freed went above and beyond to support him.
Floyd said, dialed the phone number for Phil Christner, who's in the Philharmonic, gave me the phone. He said, make an appointment. And we made the appointment. He drove me to my first couple of lessons, paid for them. And then, my repayment was to help the kids in the band room. So I became a teacher at a young age. And then he had me... He would pick me up and take me out to his house in Orchard Park once a week and give his daughter a trumpet lesson. Then that would help me pay for my trumpet lessons.
Freed put an emphasis on listening to professional players, often driving kids to concerts, including Filsinger, who knows the talent that's come through Buffalo.
Any major jazz artist that you can think of, you can find a connection with Buffalo musicians. You know, part of the idea here is that if we can connect the students directly with some of those people, they have a direct connection to that history.
Grammy Award-winning pianist and UB instructor George Caldwell is connecting with those students today. He took the stage after Jones received the scholarship, giving many students a chance to see and hear a jazz legend.
There's a moment that happens in music, in all kinds of music, when the separation between people and what they're hearing disappears and they're experiencing it on an immediate level. That's something that music has that no other art form has. There's an immediacy about it. And then when you stop playing, it's gone.
Jones started playing the bass in ninth grade, something that was a staple of Freed's ensembles.
Most of the kids in our music program started as high school beginners. Okay, so we're talking about 70, 80% of the kids never played an instrument before they got to the building. So freshman year, you're all level one beginners. And he looked at the jazz band as kind of the wind ensemble equivalent, because that's where your kids who really could read and play got to go and express themselves.
Jazz, to me, is a form of self-expression. With other genres of music, like classical or concert or any other genre, you don't get to express yourself as freely as with jazz, because with jazz, you can really speak to your audience through your improvisation. Because you feel what you're playing, and you feel the notes, you feel the rhythm.
Floyd Freed has a growing tree in Buffalo's jazz scene. From Filsinger to Agulia to one day, potentially Jones, he's an example of the everyday heroes we see in the Buffalo public schools. Reporting for WBFO, I'm Nick Lippa.